Welcome to A Fistful of Truth. I am your host, Delara Essengill. This is my very censored, uncontrolled narrative of a podcast. You can now find A Fistful of Truth after 9 or 10 months of arguing with them, begging them, writing them. Apple Podcasts, you can now find it on Apple Podcasts. Let's see how long we last, folks. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, all of these platforms where you can hear this podcast in audio are listed on the anchor.fm portal. That means you go to www.anchor.fm, type in A Fistful of Truth, and you can see all the different public sites where you can listen to this very censored podcast. You, the audience, are a very big part of this podcast. I rely on you guys, not for donations, coffee, or any kind of grifting, but for you to copy and paste the link anywhere. Even Twitter now. I used to tell you guys not to paste it on Twitter, but now that Elon Trump owns Twitter, you can go ahead and copy and paste this link to this podcast or any other ones that you find useful here on A Fistful of Truth. You can also help me spread A Fistful of Truth and the truth by visiting my blog, DelaraEssengill.blog, DelaraEssengill.blog. It features a lot of articles, a lot of archived articles that even I have forgotten about. Sometimes I'm talking about a subject and I'm like, wait, let me go to my blog, see if I wrote about that. I've spent many years, folks. 2013, I believe, was when I first started the blog. I started writing about what I was seeing in Hollywood very craftily. I was not saying it very publicly because I was still employed at that time. The most unemployable attorney in Los Angeles when it comes to truth-telling, you can find me, but when it comes to employability, they don't like it still. Although I have noticed more people are coming to me and asking questions, and that's why I do this. That's why I've got the blog and the podcast, so you can go back and reference it, and I don't have to keep saying the same things over and over again. Even I go back and read what I've written sometimes because I forget. Like, the parasitic invasion is real. That's a good article to check out on the blog. Human Baphomet, genetic manipulation. That's a good article to check. Blood currency. Lots of good articles on the blog that you can reference. He's still your president. And this is not another four-year election, for surely it's not. DelaraEssengill.blog recently got censored. Censorship is real. You can check out the article called The Censorship Nazi Strike Again. When Dr. Stella Emanuel, if you haven't checked out the interview with Dr. Stella, please do so. It's on the vlogcast here on Spotify, on anchor.fm. Dr. Stella was gracious and I was honored to have her on my podcast, one of my favorite guests so far. She tells you what you need to be doing, so you better go watch that. She is the doctor. She is the authority. She's a warrior of Almighty Father God. Please text 53445. Text PRAY, the word PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 53445 to pray with Dr. Stella if you are a prayer warrior. If you want to help defeat this battle, because we do not fight in flesh and blood. We are fighting in the spiritual realm, folks, Ephesians 6:12. But after Dr. Stella appeared on my show, including a whole bunch of other guests that they like to censor, like John D'Souza, they sent us over to the CDC. They sent John D'Souza and me over to the CDC. What could we possibly be saying that would send us over to the CDC? Well, we know what it is. But anyway, they took away all my followers on my blog. They took away 46,600 something followers, and they gave it back because they looked stupid. You know why? There's over 1 million hits on the blog, and I want to thank you guys for sharing the articles and reading them, because that's the only way to the Father. Jesus Christ taught us the only way to the Father is through Him, through the truth, and nothing but. Amen. Praise Father God every day. Today is Spiritual Sunday here on A Fistful of Truth. It is the 13th of November, 2022. So please do kindly enter your email address if you visit the blog, DelaraEssengill.blog. There's a place to enter your email address. Those were the only people I could stay in touch with when that censorship just happened. It can happen any moment. If you want to stay informed, because I'm going to tell you the truth. In times of need, when you need information and shit starts to hit the fan, I will be able to stay in touch with you if you enter your email address on the blog at DelaraEssengill.blog. Another way to share my information that I put out daily, sometimes weekly, it's been kind of slow lately, but We are going to pick it up. I'm going to make some announcements tomorrow on Monday, so stay tuned. Tomorrow will be Monday Matters. I have a special guest here, one of your favorites, Montana Sky, will be here. We'll be talking about the election tomorrow because it's not really an election. It's something else. But in the meantime, you can find all of this information, the latest blog post, the latest podcast, and everything, all on afistfuloftruth.com. That is my website. You can check it out, share it with other people, copy and paste a link to it. Say, hey, you want some good information? You don't want some shill information, some disinformation? Go to this website, afistfuloftruth.com, and share it with somebody because they can peruse it all they want. There's all sorts of articles on the blog they can find through afistfuloftruth.com. They can find all the podcasts. They can see all the products like Soma Vedic. I have a post about Soma Vedic on the actual website, afistfuloftruth.com, because it's very important. It's very important because 5G is a thing, folks. People aren't realizing how bad radiation is and how much worse it's going to get. Don't wait till last minute. Don't wait till logistics systems break down or we have power outages or whatever happens. Get yourself a Soma Vedic. Soma Vedic is listed in the podcast description. It's a 5G protection device. Places a bubble in your living environment, home environment. I'm thinking of getting one and plugging it into my car if I can. Carrying it around me. They have a mini version. You got to get the big version to have the mini version. But I'll tell you, I've got the Vedic in my house. I've had it for quite some time. I learned it from Secrets of the Celebrities. The celebrities have this stuff in their home. They have a lot of things in their home. Some of the stuff I can't talk about because the enemy is out there listening. I'll share it in due time as we continue on Health Matters. Some amazing stuff that I've been working with and have in my home that's helping me stay alive during these crazy times, helping me stay healthy, helping me stay young, rejuvenated, cell regeneration, all those wonderful things, organ regeneration. Your cells start dying after your 20s are over. You better regenerate those cells and keep them healthy. Keep your blood healthy. Keep your inflammation down by plugging in a Soma Vedic. You buy it. It arrives in the mail. It's beautiful. It's hand-blown glass. It was developed by a wonderful scientist, Ivan. It's Czech made. It's sold here in the USA. You get 10% off. My dear friend, client, who's passed from Earth School, Dr. Masaru Emoto, helped develop this product. He was actually part of the development team. They actually talked with him, the scientist who created the Soma Vedic. So a lot of this technology is just amazing, futuristic, and it basically helps your blood erythrocyte sedimentation ratio. You can check out the studies that they've done. They've done medical studies, folks. This is not hocus pocus. This isn't 5, 6, 7D unicorn ascension. My God, this is the real deal. You plug it into your house, any kind of satellite near your home, your neighbor's TV dish, the blaring EMFs and RFs that you can't see. I've got a device that can measure the invisible enemy. The radio frequencies that you don't even know that are affecting you, they get mitigated. They get mitigated by the Soma Vedic. So get yourself one, plug it in, and forget about it, and protect your loved ones, your pets. Your pets are very sensitive to this stuff. Children are very sensitive to this stuff. If you know somebody who's taken the vaccine, it'll actually help them too because it reduces inflammation. Inflammation is how they're getting everybody. So you can check that out in the podcast description and you can see it, a video of it on my website at afistfuloftruth.com. In the meantime, today is Spiritual Sunday. There's a lot to say and a lot to talk about, but I'm going to be back podcasting more regularly. And today, I have two more chapters to go in Revelation, but I'm going to save those because we're still not there. We're still not there. We're going to save Revelation for a while. And today, I'm going to read you some very beautiful words and truths from one of my favorite yogis, Yogananda. Here we go. So this is from the book called Journey to Self-Realization by Paramahansa Yogananda. And I'm going to read this section in the next few Sundays because it's not too long, but I'm going to break it up into palatable sections here. And it's called Be a Conqueror of Hearts. This was an informal talk to ashram residents back in the day in 1938, November 3rd. So around this time, in LA and other members of the Self-Realization Fellowship here in Los Angeles. The yogi was a lover of Jesus Christ, and he bought a lot of the Eastern teachings, the Vedic teachings and the teachings of India to America. What a soul and what a journey to be Hindu here in America in the 1920s and 30s. He had a calling from God to come here and spread the teachings, the old teachings, because there's a lot we don't know, folks. And he loves humanity, and he talks about a lot of beautiful things, and he quotes the Bible a lot. But I'm just going to read to you from this chapter because I was reading it over this last week, and it really is relevant to what's going on. And it's always relevant, but I think it's important for us to hear this. So here we go. Be a conqueror of hearts. If we look at life impersonally, we find it to be wonderful. We see it as a show. Remind you of something? We see it as a show. Every day, a different moving picture. We would not like to see the same film over and over again. It would be pointlessly monotonous. If life did not have its ups and downs, its victories and hard knocks, it would hardly be worthwhile. Only do not take it too seriously, for then it becomes extremely miserable. If you want to attain the unchangeable, imperturbable state of spirit, be thou always of even mind. O Arjuna, the relativities of existence have been overcome even here in this world by those of fixed equal-mindedness. Thereby are they enthroned in spirit. Verily, the taintless, the perfectly balanced spirit. That's from the Bhagavad Gita. Personal desires are like an acid that corrodes the peace of our souls. Sometimes everything is going along nicely and we think the world and our place in it is all right. But then a time comes when everything seems to go against us. That is a lesson given to strengthen us, to bring out our hidden powers. But instead, the contradiction of desires causes anger. When desires are thwarted and we are caught in the paroxysm of anger, the mind becomes befogged and we forget our position and lose our discrimination. And when we act without discrimination, errors and unhappiness follow. If you never get angry at life's reverses or at their human instigators, you can see your way more clearly through whatever is going on around you. That is why your peace is to be guarded above everything else. If you can retain your inner peace, therein lies your supreme victory. No matter how you are situated in life, never feel justified in losing your peace. When that is gone and you cannot think clearly, you have lost the battle. If you never lose your peace, you will find you are always victorious. No matter what the outcome of your problems, that is the way to conquer life. You have nothing to fear. If you have to be afraid at all, be afraid of only yourself. But if you do everything with sincerity and love in your heart, you do not have to fear anybody or anything. As you find your soul reservoir of peace, less and less controversy will be able to afflict your life. One who loves God lives in the soul, his true self. He does everything for God, nothing for himself. He loves everybody because he sees the world as the Lord's cosmic show. He can never be provoked to say or do anything in anger or with egotism, but only with desire to be of help to all. That is the attitude you must have. It has to be lived. It cannot come by any amount of pretense, but only when you see God in everyone, when you love everybody as a part of your love for God. With each one of you that I am working for, I feel that same tie that you feel with your families. I feel the same sense of oneness with all humanity. as you feel with your closest relatives. No one can describe that feeling. When it comes, that is when you begin to understand the meaning and beauty of life. Love people, but not their faults. If you love God and therefore love everybody, that does not mean you have to love the faults in people. Loving God makes you unwavering in His principles. When I knew for certain that I was only working for God alone, then the consciousness and the fear that I might be wrong in my convictions left me. I am ready to be corrected at any time if I'm wrong, but if I'm right, the inner feeling never leaves me. It is not born of sentiment, but of truth. And in that, I stand firm. Unshakable happiness in God is the right foundation of all activities of everything you do. The man who wants to receive that secure understanding from God must be able to lay down his head at the feet of everyone, and yet also be prepared to stand resolute in truth, anchored in the happiness and assurance of God. In the temple of the soul is the most beautiful, perfect presence of God. Those who have complete love for God, who are floating in the love of God, can see His wonderful presence in all, but at the same time, they can see the blindness of those persons whose eyes are closed in error and ignorance. The lover of God thus sees both the darkness and the light in others. For example, there is a magnificent temple. Those whose eyes are open to see the beauty, but those who keep their eyes closed see not the temple, but darkness. So it is that great souls are able to see God's glorious presence in all soul temples, but with that same light they see those who are stumbling in darkness because their eyes are closed. I never wanted to be a teacher. I observe that the status often gives one the consciousness of knowing much when he knows very little. It was only when Master Swami Sri Yukteswar said to me, "You would not have received this wisdom if I had not given it to you," that I dedicated my life to teaching. As my master gave this truth to me, so did he encourage me to give it unselfishly to others. If you would be a teacher, you must be sincere. Whatever you say, you must feel from within. If you are upright and honest, your spirit can never be bribed to deviate from God's principles. You cannot be unkind because you are not activated by egotism or anger. What you do with the utmost sincerity. Behave in that way, whether you are teaching from the pulpit or by the life you live, and see what happens to transform your life and the lives of those you seek to help. Be sincere and fearless in truth from this moment on. Wherever you go, let the Lord, not your ego, speak through you. You do not have to be shrewd with people. You have to be genuine. If you are genuine, everyone who is sincere will be harmonious with you. You will receive genuine feeling from them. If you approach others not with the attitude of bossing or anger, but with sincere love, there are very few people who will misunderstand you. And God help them who misunderstand you, because by their own actions they place themselves in awkward situations. If one loves the Father of all, and if he has the slightest thought of revenge towards anyone or desire to punish anyone, he falls a million miles away from God. One who loves God dares not entertain thoughts of doing injury to anyone. It would be wrong, of course, to support anyone blindly. But non-support of the wrongdoing in others does not mean that anyone should vengefully hurt others. A philosopher once said, "The best sort of revenge is not to be like him who did the injury." We should have respect for others' opinions as we wish others to respect our opinions. There is no room for ugliness. We should lovingly disagree as well as lovingly agree. That is the end of this section of this chapter. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I do. I read it a few times, and every time I read it, I find something new to think about and ponder. I especially like how the yogi talks about how you must approach others with the attitude of sincere love, and that the people who misunderstand you, which we are all experiencing right now, more will misunderstand you than understand you, by the way. The further you develop yourself and self-realize and come closer to God, into His holy vibration, the less people will understand you, especially at this time. And he says here, God help them who misunderstand you, because by their own actions, they're placing themselves, he says it very nicely, in awkward situations, way worse than that, folks. They're placing themselves right into Hosea 4:6. They will perish when they reject the knowledge. And these people that are acting out of ego, acting out of rejection of knowledge and facts, siding with the wrong people, the wrong information, the disinformation, the shillformation, all sorts of wrong things going on, they're not going to make it. But you don't need to worry about them, because your tribe will find you. And they have all grouped together in one massive no-winning crew. So move on, and remember, as the yogi said, be a conqueror of hearts. So that is my spiritual reading for the Spiritual Sunday. Tune in next week on Spiritual Sunday. I will continue reading from this chapter because it is very relevant to what's going on. And make sure, if you are a prayer warrior, make sure you text PRAY, P-R-A-Y, to 53445 to pray with Dr. Stella Emmanuel. She is leading our nation in prayer. She is unyielding, and she is a warrior for Jesus Christ, our Lord, and Almighty Father God. Having said all of that, please be sure to copy and paste a link to this podcast or any other ones that resonate with you, and post it somewhere and share it in some group. Maybe even if it's just one other person, send it to them. And also do check out all the wonderful companies who support A Fistful of Truth by allowing me to share their products with you, including OP2 Labs. Collagen is very important for your well-being, regenerates your cells, your body. It's the second most important substance in your water, in your body, next to water. OP2 Labs, Patriot-owned by Navy SEALs, folks. Can't go wrong. I take it every day. Makes your hair, skin, and nails grow like crazy. Makes you feel much better. Good for your gut, your digestion. We're going to have a lot of talks about health this week. Health Matters is not being taken away. There are some changes coming to the programming, but in the meantime, do check out OP2 Labs. There's a link in the podcast description. Also, I want to thank the Anons and Patriots who pointed out that the hemp therapies, my link wasn't working, but I fixed it. So you can check out hemp therapies. You buy one, get one free. Or the CBD oil is something I take daily, because that too brings down inflammation. Your number one job right now is to bring down the inflammation in your body. It's the number one cause of dis-ease, and it's really the number one cause of death on all angles. The two top killers in America, heart disease, diabetes. Those are the two top killers in America. So your diet and inflammation, both interlinked, all of it. Radiation also causes inflammation. So check out the Soma Vedic, get on your collagen, take your CBD oil, and make sure you check out Mission Darkness Faraday bags. Your cell phone causes inflammation. Your cell phone causes brain inflammation if you stick it next to your head when you sleep. Pop it in a Faraday bag. All of these links are located in the podcast description. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. I'm going to make some show announcements as to the changes coming up in the programs. Weekly to A Fistful of Truth, we'll be keeping Spiritual Sundays. We will also be keeping Saturday Night Rants. And we will be keeping A Fistful of Laughs. We'll be making some changes to the shows, but tomorrow is Monday Matters, so tune in. Montana Sky will be here with me. We're going to talk about some stuff that you probably may or may not know about, so do tune in. And thank you again, and God bless you all. God bless each and every one of you. Where we go one, we go all.